Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. come back, we have the amazing, the illustrious Lowell Ponte. And you should have a cape, actually, maybe a spandex suit. Because you write with Craig Smith, and you wrote the latest book, which is called, and how do they get it? I want to start off now at the beginning of the show, because we want to remind people to get this knowledge, get this wisdom into your guts before it's taken away by the, I'm not going to call them the left, I'm going to call them left behind, their brains left behind because they're evil. When I hear all these Democratic candidates, I'm thinking, I have a lot of OMG moments. Oh my God, I can't believe what they're saying. It's so obscene and anti-intellectual, and you can't even dialogue with them because they're so dogmatic. It's like talking to some kind of apocalyptic prophet, that it's their way or the highway. You can't even discuss things with these morons. So how do you get your book, and what's it called?
Oh, well, you'll have a second chance. Just get pencil and paper, but it's called Money, Morality, and the Machine. You get it, and we'll pay the postage and everything. It will not cost you a penny to get it. Just by calling 800... toll-free, 800-630-1492, like the Air Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 1-800-630-1492. Oh, and if you get the book, you can also get our brand-new white paper called Protecting Your Wealth, the point in today's America, which follows the point of my column. And that is, as I observed this week at World Net Daily, when you have a pro-capitalist and an anti-capitalist political party, which is what the Democrats have become, now running against each other, it turns every election into an act of Russian roulette.
Right.
I mean, how in the world do you invest if you don't know whether the company you're investing in will become a target of new ruling Democrats by the next vote of the people? And that would be, of course, devastating, because they want to bleed those companies to death. They want to eliminate capitalism. They want to eliminate private property. So they make the whole base for investing utterly absurd here. And, of course, we prospered as a country when we had two moderate centrist capitalist parties.
Right.
So people didn't need to worry about whether from election to election their investment would be safe. But now they do. And that utterly paralyzes capitalism, or at least makes it inclined to pick up and go away.
Instability, in fact, what your point is, the instability is what results in what I call the Venezuelization of nations. Sitting on 5 trillion plus barrels of oil, uranium, and all kinds of minerals and resources, Venezuela is an example that when totalitarian social communists take over and have central control, everything goes to become like a large cesspool, a disaster zone, where a small clique is sipping fancy brandy and big Cuban cigars, and everybody else starves to death and eats their pets.
And most Cuban cigars are not an accident, because, as I warned starting 5 years ago, Cuba had sent more than 14,000 secret police agents into Venezuela. Why? Because Cuba gets free oil from the Marxist government of Venezuela.
Right.
And as a result, Cuba's very survival depends on the Maduro government staying intact. Or before that, the Hugo Chavez government. Of course, Hugo Chavez is a good indicator of what the government is really all about. His daughter, his eldest daughter, we now discover, is worth $4.7 billion in personal wealth. And she and her father did absolutely nothing in their lives to earn $4.7 billion.
Whoa.
In other words, it's standard Latin American corruption with a red banner around it. And, of course, with the mental debilitation that goes with that, there was a scientific study out this week, mainly British scientists, who say they now believe humans do not become adults in any full sense until they get to their 30s. I note that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the socialist new leader of the Democratic Party, is 29.
Well,
she's not
honestly,
even an adult in this political party that now wants to give votes to 16-year-olds. In other words, they're giving them to even more childish people. They should be raising the voting age to 30. You know, if the voting age had been 30 when, for example, Obama ran against Mitt Romney, Romney would have won.
Right.
He won the 30-plus vote in the country. And those were really the only adults voting.
Right. So actually what I see happening, and as a parent I can tell you, with my three sons, they didn't become adults till they're 30, or start to become. And I think part of it, is cultural, part is biological, part is toxic. I know at 21, and I can remember what I did, I was much more responsible at 21. I finished my PhD in oceanography and went into medicine at 21 and finished at 25. Okay? I was finished medical school at 25. I had my own practice after 3 years of residency at 27, where I purchased 22,000 patient charts and took over a practice that was almost 30 years old from the Mormon prophet's daughter's husband's brother. I see myself at 28, an adult, for a number of years. I don't see that anymore. I see young people now with delayed adolescence, playing video games, acting like children, and wanting socially and basically everything handed to them. Now, I agree that we need to make a university affordable. So, for example, I want it so that it's affordable. Anybody who doesn't get in debt so far, it's ridiculous. These colleges build bigger stadiums than the NFL. And these college professors are getting giant salaries to be tenured and some such and such. And they're teaching leftist garbage that's totally against the constitutional republic they're in. And I want the same thing with health care. I want affordable health care, but I don't want top-down control from HHS or some moron saying if you don't take 30 vaccines, you can't go to school or can't even go to a senior home, or they lethally inject you if you're a certain age. That's what happened in Obamacare. In Obamacare, do you know they even had an ICD-9 code for the guillotine? I'm not kidding. The guillotine.
And I'm not surprised.
Now, people say, oh, what about death panels? Look, 4 years ago, I had a vascular surgeon who told me specifically that if you actually look at subsections of the Obamacare plan, if you did surgery on a 72-year-old that needed to have a clot removed with a neurosurgical procedure in the operating room within 2 hours of the arriving in the ER so they don't end up with a stroke and brain damage and reperfuse the brain, the first violation by not putting them through a death panel on Tuesday morning, by the way, the patient's dead and cold by that time, is $500,000. The second violation is 5 years in prison. They never proceeded to do it, but they had it in their regulations. That's under Obama, by all these damn demon rats, I call them. We have to understand, if the Democrats took over and did everything they want to do, we will have a bloody revolution. It'll be bloody. It'll make the first revolution in America between the North and South look like a party. There'll be a lot of killing in the streets, and it won't be funny. Because people think, well, no, Dr. Dingell, you're violent. No, I'm not. I don't want to see this happen. I want dialogue. I want somebody to say, look, I want affordable health care. I want to be able to reduce the price of drugs. I don't want to have toxic water poured in my thing, my bath, because by regulators who don't know what the hell they're doing. I want them to fix Fukushima Daiichi by American companies from the so-called, TEPCO, which is basically a satellite company of all American suppliers. I want to have a proper policy to close the border. What are they talking about? Beto O'Rourke. It's the best problem you can have, he says, to have illegals in your country. Are you crazy? Yes. He's evil. Damn it. And when you hear these people talk, it's like, I'm back in my residency. I'm in a psych ward, in a lock ward with a nutball who's actually dangerous. And if you don't put him in a posy jacket, they're going to claw their own face and hurt themselves. So you have to put him in a jacket and put a shot of antipsychotic in there. But I had one moron a few weeks ago sent me a nasty letter. Her name is Wanda. How dare I say that Democrats are mentally ill? Are you kidding me? I can certify that the whole batch of them are... I don't even use the word mentally ill. That kind of takes the mentally disabled and other people and disrespects them. These people are indwelt by a legions of demons. I'll bet Ocasio-Cortez and all these other enviromaniacs, they've got legions of demons in them. You can call it the succubi and incubi, the sexual warrior demons by name, if you wanted to get really specific. It's that friggin' bad. People say, oh, you're exaggerating. I said, no, I would love to dialogue. I beg these people, dialogue with me, and I'll provide a solution to every problem you talk about. Recycle everything, make sure it's most actually China, don't dump up pollution that ends up in San Francisco. None of this stuff gets through their brain because they don't want solutions. They want power, right?
They want power, and of course they want to be able to act as the great father to everyone, meaning you're dependent on the government, therefore the government has infantilized you and you have no incentive to become an adult. That would simply make you the government's enemy, and you might not get all the freebies you are entitled to. That is until they decide.
It turns humans into pets. In fact, when they talk about the singularity, I got a new statement for you. I want to see if you can check with your buddy, Craig Smith. He'll probably agree. There's a singularity they keep on talking about for decades now, but we're the super increase in intelligence and knowledge. And what we have right now is we have this giant database that Google and the other agencies, Facebook and so on, have. But it's very hard to search through it and actually find stuff that's good. I call it the sewer net. But the singularity I'm concerned about is the singularity of cell phones, where your cell phone will have 20 to 30 points of IQ more than the average teenager or young person in their 20s and 30s. So when they actually don't know stuff, they go and Google it on their phone and they become a Google genius. And the phone is now controlling them. I mean, if you actually look at the list of things that young people think are most stressful, 7 out of 10 things deal with their cell phone. They are basically now cell phone cyborgs. You just have to make a law saying, you must attach your cell phone by Velcro to a body part or you're against the law. We'll put you in jail. Because, honestly...
So in other words, your cell phone may be wireless, but it's nevertheless a leash on you.
Yeah, you have the cell phone leash on you and on your consciousness now. 41 years ago, because I was working on artificial intelligence software back 50 years ago almost, in the early 70s. And I actually was able to write software to convert visual data from the retina of the eye into digital data. Now, this was not gone beyond the purview of UCLA and the VA hospital, Dr. Wallace Tortelot, who was not only working on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository, but had a $26 million plus machine, F-14 canopy, converting thoughts with the helmet that actually would use liquid nitrogen to cool the magnetronics sensor helmet to take the frequencies from the cortex and convert them to onboard commands to fire off ordnance by shining the icons on the canopy of the jet screen of ordinances and fly the jet by thought, 6 times faster than fly by wire. They wanted me to use my genius to actually hack into the cortex of now genetically engineered female fetuses, which are horizontally inserted DNA from actin-myosin from jackals, 12 times stronger than humans, and other gene complexes to make a swarm of female cyborg super soldiers. I tell them to go to hell. I know they're trying to do this, and there's lots of smart people who are not like me that are good. They're evil.
And you look at some of the radical feminists today, and you believe they've already done it.
No, they're not there yet. They're not there yet. Well, they have this death wish and this wet dream to actually do this stuff, but it'll end on the human race.
Let me give you an example. A few days ago, Chelsea Clinton is invited to a gathering at New York University.
Right.
There she meets a couple of radical-eyed, you know, with those hypnotized stares and that vile, hateful rhetoric.
Oh, yeah, I saw the video clip, by the way.
Yeah, and the essence of it was, you, Chelsea Clinton, you are to blame. Because you said Congresswoman Omar and her anti-Semitic remarks were evil, but they're not evil. They're good and they're noble and virtuous. And you caused that shooter to act in New Zealand by criticizing Congresswoman Omar. And Chelsea Clinton is sitting there saying, or not saying, but I'm sure thinking, what kind of lunatic am I talking to?
But she was semi-apologetic. I'm sure she's in an apocalyptic shock.
Here's what became really interesting about that woman. The radical then has it pointed out to her that Congresswoman Omar has just minutes ago issued an apology and that she has now committed herself to a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians.
Oh, my.
And this young woman, this radicalized young woman, looks like she has just had a demon overwhelm her. She just goes berserk at the idea, how could Omar do that? You know, it's just, I mean, a two-state solution is no solution at all. We must destroy Israel. And, I mean, she's just nuts.
Okay.
I mean,
Does she understand that
an attempt to destroy Israel would lead Israel to use more than 800 nuclear weapons on every Muslim capital within 1,700 miles of Israel?
Oh, no, more than that. Let me explain.
But
I got
that's
friends.
A minimum.
Yeah, that's a minimum. Listen, when I worked on my PhD back almost 40 years ago, I worked with my psychologist friend who was working on his master's PhD, putting electrodes inside the brains of rats, doing Skinner box and work, and his dad was the head of the Mossad for Eastern Canada. And we talk about everything. How many nukes Israel had. This is back in the early 70s. That's a long time ago. 46 years ago. Okay? I'm going to tell you, you mess with Israel, you might as well bite it because you're done. I don't care if you're Russia, China, America, anybody. You mess with Israel, you're going to meet your maker. It's over. Okay? They try to destroy Israel. Bye-bye. Nice knowing you. Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity. And the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses. Hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels. Valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system toward parasympathetic. Milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart. And bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 115 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with Nutramedical. After my geopolitical tirade, I'm sure you have lots of examples of the insanity of the demon rats on the left. Let's go through some of them, Lowell. And this article, by the way, we posted up here very shortly because we get it up really quick now. Todd is amazing over at our servers in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Please continue.
Oh, great. The article is called How to Invest When, or my version is called How to Invest When Politics Goes Schizophrenic. In other words, when we get two political parties utterly opposed to each other, as opposed to both being capitalist. So what kind of candidates are we being offered in our glorious Democratic choice? Well, leading the field, oddly enough, Joe Biden. Also, Bernie Sanders. Now, what do these folks have in common? Number one, they're both old as dirt. I mean, they have a combined age of, what, 153 or more. Or thereabouts. They are both white, people who have always enjoyed white privilege. They are both males, people who have always enjoyed gender privilege. They have spent most of their lives getting paychecks just from working for the government. In one sense or another, they've never really had to earn money. And what money has come, for example, however, they're now both multimillionaires. But that is as a byproduct of their being public servants. So they hire a writer, the writer writes books for them, the books sell millions of copies.
Right.
That happened to Bernie Sanders. That I don't really consider working. Of course,
right.
Maybe that's because I've spent much of my life as somebody writing those books. At least Bernie Sanders has done one thing that's interesting. For the first time in our history, he has offered a presidential campaign that will be the first one unionized. So you will have unionized campaign workers. Of course, the election implications of that are many and dimensional, but I think it would be funny to, on the day his workers go out on strike for more money, whether he will part with some of his millions of dollars or three mansions to pay them off. Who else is running? Elizabeth Warren, who got rich by pretending to be a Native American. She will not give back the money she stole. And we're talking about up to $500,000 a year being paid by holding a privileged position that was designed to be occupied by a minority, by a Native American, and she ain't one.
Right.
So in other words, she is simply a thief. She's also a cultural appropriator, as they're now fashionably called on the left. Meanwhile, Beto O'Rourke won a seat in Congress by pretending to be Mexican, by using the Latino slang term Beto, used for men whose name ends in Berto, like Roberto or Umberto.
Right.
But Beto happens to be entirely Irish-American.
Right.
And like Irish and like Elizabeth Warren, he, of course, is guilty of cultural appropriation, of theft. But he didn't need to make money by doing that because his family had lots of money to begin with. And his wife, my God, as Bloomberg once estimated, the wealth of Beto's father-in-law may be as much as $20 billion. So when you were told this week that it's amazing, Beto made $6 million on his first day as a candidate, that could be just taking a few table crumbs from his family, giving them to private individuals to donate to the campaign, and then making a great show of how much money Beto's brought in. By the way, when he brought money in a losing campaign against Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, he burned $78 million in a losing effort. He had three times more money than Ted Cruz did, and he couldn't dent Ted Cruz. I mean, he could run close to him. But with that kind of money, that's what presidential candidates used to have to run nationwide, and he couldn't win with it being used just in Texas. Others running, Kamala Harris, now California senator, a woman who says we should legalize prostitution. And why not? She, after all, apparently slipped her way to the top, according to California Assembly Speaker Willie Brown, with whom she was doing that sleeping. She favors reparations for slavery, but in fact her father was never an American slave. He was Jamaican.
Right.
Her mother is from India, so she has no slave background in America whatever. Kirsten Gillibrand, who now believes that all illegal aliens should be given Social Security out of your taxes and mine, she made her spurs working for the noble cause of the tobacco industry, hooking your children on deadly cigarettes and giving people cancer. That's how Kirsten Gillibrand got rich. Cory Booker, whose parents were both big, big executives at IBM, was also raised in a state of absolute privilege and glory. Oh, they do want you to know, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, and Beto O'Rourke, that they are not socialists. They just believe in massively big government. And there are some interesting candidates out there. I'd love your reaction to this. Andrew Yang, an entrepreneur, founder of Venture for America, age 44. He is now running for Democrat president. He wants to end circumcision. By the way, he wrote a book called The War on Normal People, which I have not yet read. But he wants to end circumcision. I didn't see in the reports of this, however, whether he meant male circumcision, like making it impossible for Jews to carry out a religious ritual, or female circumcision, meaning what African Muslims tend to do at age 5 to their daughters, something that, oddly enough, feminists don't complain about. Here in the U.S., if they're on the left, they think it's just wonderful.
And by the way, this still happens surgically.
Mutilated.
It actually, mutilation happens here. I've actually, people contact me because I'm a medical telemedicine consultant, that those surgical procedures are still going on illegally and immorally in America. A clitoractomy, where they actually, it's like removing the penis from a male, and to do the same thing, a very sensitive sexual organ for females. I think it's the most obscene thing I ever heard, and the fact that female Muslims won't fight against it is, to me, sickening.
And the fact that feminists will not fight against it. But you're absolutely right. I mean, when the baby is emerging in the womb and is taking shape, the same part of the body that becomes the clitoris in a female becomes the penis in a male.
Right.
The very same part. So what you're saying is not just symbolic or similar. It is essentially exactly the same.
And now, actually, the clitoris, even though smaller, is just as sensitive as a larger male organ, the same number of nerves. So the idea that they can do a clitoractomy is because they want to sexually control women as if they're an animal, and then just enter them like they're some kind of like a place for them to stick their dong and have sex and have babies. That's why women are treated. You know, I heard this statement from my relatives that are Christians, Lebanese, and Lebanon. They said, the hierarchy goes man, camel, goat, sheep, woman. Woman's at the bottom of the list in the Middle East, except for Christians.
And among the more famous photographs taken in the Middle East are when a man needs to go through a minefield where a mine could explode in the from the ground, they will send the woman walking ahead of the man on a donkey.
Right.
So that the woman gets the mine if it explodes. Now, where does this lead us? As we know, the Democrats are doing everything in their power to lie, cheat, and steal to win the next election. Among other things, they are, of course, planning to pack the Supreme Court. Well, now we have Democratic presidential candidates Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Pete Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg, who is the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He is a very interesting figure, actually. He's a lieutenant in the U.S. Naval Reserve. He is a former Rhodes Scholar, and we have a long, horrifying story about Rhodes Scholars, if anyone's interested, where it came from.
Yeah, Rhodes Scholarship, by the way, is Cecil Rhodes.
And lest we add, he is openly gay. So he is one of the few Democrat candidates who fit into that category.
Right.
But they definitely want to pack the Supreme Court to be able to rig all future elections.
Wow.
And that's the kind of government we stand to have if it becomes Russian roulette and turns against us. We will blow up the Constitution itself. There will be no coming back. There will be no more free elections in the country. And that's what it meant when the Democrats tried to ram through H.R. 1. Well, they did in the House, actually. which was their attempt to impose rigged California election laws on the entire country.
But H.R. 1, by the way, is a very vile document. Why don't you expand on that and tell us what it's in it?
Oh, I did a whole column on it a week ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, we went over summarize. Summarize, because there are a couple of key points that show if you're an idiot and vote Democrat, you're not just going to get free national health care and free college and free this and that. You're going to go totalitarian. You're going to be a cyber-caged human in a super state. Now, Americans are overachievers. I mean, it's bad enough in countries like Canada and Britain, and they're gradually squeezing down on the citizens there as time goes on. But Americans are overachievers. If the left and the Democrats get in, it'll be hell and horror very, very quickly. Like after, say, let's say Trump survives and gets reelected to 2024. If it comes after him and there's a Democrat that takes over power, they'll be a dictator. They won't be a president, will they?
No, absolutely. In fact, all future Democrats will be dictators. Because, among other things, what they want to do is automatic voter registration. You don't have to be a citizen. In fact, you'd be registered more easily if you were not a citizen under the system. They make it a crime for anyone in any way to discourage anybody from voting, which means if you hold up a sign or say, people who are not citizens can't vote, you become a felon by the act of holding up that sign.
Wow.
Every attempt at imposing voter ID cards, cleaning crooked voter rolls, or the like, effectively becomes illegal under H.R. 1.
Wow.
H.R. 1 would restrict corporate free speech rights, as the Supreme Court authorized under Citizens United, meaning that, and here's how they do it. They would require that if you have anything whatever to do with a corporation, if you fund it in even the most tangential way, your name and home address has to be published, identifying you as the person who funded anti-Democrat ads.
Wow.
On television or radio. What that means is the people from Antifa, the black-suited thugs and terrorists, will be attacking you. It'll be like Tucker Carlson, where they attacked his wife and children when they were alone at home one night, kicking in the kitchen door, screaming that we know where you sleep and we have pipe bombs.
Well, you know what? I'm going to make an invitation. If you want to dox Deagle, I'm going to make your life so miserable. If you try to pull that kind of stuff on me, you're going to end up meeting your maker. This is not going to be pleasant. And I'm going to tell you, if the Democrats take over in 2024, it won't be many years hence after that. We have a bloody revolution, and most of these demon rats and their minions that are globalists will be dead. They'll be dead. They will not succeed in crushing America.
Well,
93 million armed Americans are not going to give up their guns, and plus I know a lot of technology, a lot more dangerous than what even the military has, and I'll release the damn stuff on these fools if they think they're going to become totalitarian control freaks and turn us into human cyber pets.
In fact, we have 20 minutes worth of material just on guns from several interesting cases today.
Wow.
But what this means is even the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, has said that while they like the Democrats, they advise all people to vote against H.R. 1, that it would destroy the Constitution all by itself because of the restrictions it places on free speech, including this chilling, this threat that you will be attacked by being doxxed if you dare put out any kind of ad critical of Democrats.
So even the ACLU, see, I wonder what's going to happen with people like Bernie Sanders. Now, I've talked to people that support Bernie, and I want to raise this and see what your comment is. Bernie's saying he's not going to try to make sure that Medicare is the only insurance. He wants to bring it in kind of like it, maybe bring it in lower age or bring in other things. He's not saying he's going to change the system, for example. He's not dealing with real issues like get rid of malpractice, which has happened. Allows licensure across the country without state licensure. That's one of the big problems because the state licensure agencies persecute other groups of doctors like orthopedic surgeons and neurosurgeons are simply competing with guys that are connected to the board. They're not going to have a commission to control the price of drugs. No. You don't want top-down government control that force vaccinates kids that can't go to school like in California unless they're vaccinated. In Italy, with a top-down control system, that's happened. You cannot go to school now in Italy if you don't have all the vaccines, which will turn the lights off in your child's brain and make him get ADD and Asperger syndrome. Man.
Well, soon you're not going to be able to have a gun if you took tranquilizing drugs like Ritalin as a child in school that were given to you when you were too young to object.
Really? Wow.
Oh, sure.
My. Wow. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen photon therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. And welcome back. So, Lowell, you have more wisdom to purvey.
But understand the paper I'm writing about now, or the law that they were trying to pass, and they have passed through the House at this point, H.R. 1, is nearly 700 pages. So
wow.
We can't possibly summarize all that it's trying to do. But if you want to see my column on it, it has a lot more detail than we've been able to get into today. In fact, what I think would blow a lot of people's minds is just go on to Google. I'm sure they'll allow it. And just say Lowell Ponte Archive WND, Lowell Ponte Archive American Thinker.
Right.
And a few web scenes like that, and you will be amazed at what comes back to you.
On your article, probably on criticism of your article, because I know there's 5 points you listed in your article I have already posted ready to go once we get the archives, of both the abolition of property of land, heavy progressive or graduated income tax, abolition of all rights and inheritance.
This is a funny thing. I mean, Karl Marx called, and Friedrich Engels in the Communist Manifesto, called for 10 ways to destroy capitalism.
Right.
And we've already created 9.5 of them.
Whoa.
The 5 of them pertaining to property and credit have already been totally manifest here. And I give examples in the current column of just how thoroughly. For example, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in recent days was attacking the head of Wells Fargo Bank and the head of J.P. Morgan Chase.
Right.
And what is she doing? She's saying, I don't like you funding this and this and this. So in other words, you banks, you're going to be punished if you fund entities that we don't like. This is the kind of thing Obama was doing, by the way. If you can cut off a person's credit to be able to buy things, if you have the governor of New York, as you now do, telling 9 different banks that have credit cards of one kind or another, we want you to make it impossible to buy guns or bullets with your credit cards. And if you don't do that, we guarantee you we have enough regulatory and other ways of controlling you that we can cause you a great deal of pain.
Wow.
And they do. I mean, this is the problem when they say, we want, for the good of the people, government to have more regulatory and taxing power. That taxing power and regulatory power is just another way to kill, as Chief Justice John Marshall once said. That
right.
is a way of simply empowering the state to do whatever it wants, because it can use that to twist the arm and twist the neck, if needed, of virtually any company in America and make them do what it wants them to do. So rather than go on with that, because people can look it up and a lot more,
right.
Just a couple of health-related news stories. Long ago, like 25 years, I did an article theorizing that the famous stories of yore, the childhood stories we were told, of the princes who would kiss the frog and he would turn into a handsome prince.
Right.
That's actually true. And what that really meant is she was not kissing a frog, she was kissing a toad. The toad had psychedelic chemical toxins in its skin, like the cane toad in Australia. And in Australia, in fact, they have been doing interesting research along those lines and related research. They have found that toad venom, for example, may be very good at relieving depression and anxiety in people. But the point is, all the princess had to do was kiss a toad, and she would have a psychedelic experience, like the toad becoming a handsome prince. So that's just a story to ponder and think about. Number two, scientists in Australia at the University of New South Wales have just announced a study of theirs showing they have the capability now of predicting your choices, your decisions, 11 seconds before you make them.
Wow.
You may not even know that you've already decided what you're going to do about something, but they can tell 11 seconds in advance, which is almost enough to win a horse race. It's certainly enough to win a contest at poker or something like that.
Wow.
And other evidence says, Science News, people can sense Earth's magnetic field. That is, there's a measurable change in their brain waves based on their orientation to the field and whether there is a change in the field, which is interesting because the magnetic North Pole is moving even as we're talking.
Well, in fact, it's actually accelerating its movement. It's actually moving because we're heading towards what's called a pole shift. And by the way, this is something I want to say prophetically. The pole shift will terminate the New World Order. God prophesied this. It happens every roughly 780,000 to 930,000 years. It's already in operation. It has been starting over 100 years ago, but the acceleration of the pole shift and the drop of the magnetic field will terminate the New World Order. And it'll cause also a crustal slip called the lithospheric disjunction, where the crust of the Earth is going to move. And I can tell you prophetically, North America will move down 1,200 miles over 2 months, and the equator will pass through Havana, Cuba, not northern South America when this is finished. It'll cause coastal disasters. It'll cause super climate disasters. It'll cause a temporary collapse of the ozone layer. People don't realize what's coming, do they? And the globalists are panicking because that's why they want their New World Order and control system, so they can go and hide in their underground deep military bases while most of the population of Earth dies, and they amplify the catastrophe by not protecting the population from power outages or food shortages or anything. That's why they think they're justified.
Of course, they want to take power out of the hands of the people, which is why the Christchurch thing was so interesting. We talked about it relative to Chelsea Clinton and so on. A couple of additional notes. The Connecticut Supreme Court handed down a ruling allowing victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre to sue gun manufacturer Bushmaster.
How can you sue a manufacturer like suing somebody that has a knife or a dinner knife? You can
It's more than that. It's like if a terrorist stole a Ford F-150 and used it to run down a crowd, and then you turn and sue the Ford company for making the 150.
That's bizarre.
They're using that kind of lawsuit against the gun maker as a way of shutting down gun makers. By the way, this is a gun maker owned by Remington.
Now, you mentioned something before about the fact that New York State has done things to try to affect large credit companies so they would actually harm the NRA and gun manufacturers. Do you have anything on that?
Well, it's going on. They're doing it. They're making it happen. By the way, Pennsylvania has now an act before their legislature to require all firearms to be registered. A North Carolina county, on the other hand, has declared itself a gun sanctuary. So we have a positive use of sanctuary cities, counties, and zones in the country. But it shows just how squirrely things are becoming in the country.
Well, you know, one of the things that I would like to throw out, if you actually cross every religious group on Earth, the number of exorcisms, all the way from Buddhist to Christian to whatever, and demonic activity around the Earth has really increased. And people are not acting insane. They're acting evil. People have to understand there's something going on right now that really tells me there's something very evil amiss. There's something really bad about to happen.
Well, politics is now a religion. It's an ideology. I don't disagree with you politically. I regard you as evil, and therefore I'm going to destroy you by any means possible, even if I have to take the Constitution down. In fact, I'm perfectly happy to take the Constitution down, Democrats believe, which is why they want to destroy the Electoral College, which is why they want to destroy the Supreme Court. They want to destroy anything that could limit their power and build up anything that could magnify their power.
Yeah.
But when you start saying that Republicans are not allowed to appoint people to the Supreme Court, only Democrats are, that is getting rather freakish.
Well,
and
here's
I'm like,
what I think.
I don't think the American people would tolerate it.
I think what you're going to see happen, if there is a seizure of power, for example, they keep on quoting that Hillary Clinton had 3.5 million more votes. These are illegal votes. The illegals in California,
yeah,
where they had driver's license, or people had voted in multiple states, like we even have video I've seen actually 2 years ago, we talked about it, or the idea that we're having people voting multiple times in different electoral areas. So she didn't get 3.5 million more votes. We have even places in Michigan where the same person voted up to 7 times or more.
There are places in Central Florida where Republicans were beaten, but the voter turnout was 141% of the registered voters. In other words, vast numbers more voters than there were registered voters at all.
Oh, well, I learned something else, though, very interesting. Democrats do not hold back votes from the recently or distantly dead. You could be dead 60 years and still vote a Democrat.
Well, there you have it.
Doesn't matter. You can vote from the grave.
What is Chicago, where 5 out of every 3 people vote Democratic?
That's called new demonic math. How's that? It's satanic fractions. Wow.
And so, of course, they want to do away with the Electoral College. The Electoral College keeps the nation from being totally dominated by 3 states.
Well, you know what's
California,
amazing?
Illinois, and New York.
When I see Bernie Sanders, or I see Elizabeth Warren, or Beto O'Rourke, they put on their angry eyes. You know, it's like Mr. Potato Head. You know, his wife would say, you know, why, Mr. Potato Head, do you put your angry eyes when you talk to me? And they put their angry eyes on, like, oh, I'm really angry. I'm thinking, no, you're really psychotic and you're dangerous. And the problem is, I would love to dialogue with these people because I want solutions of affordable college, affordable health care, portability of insurance, all kinds of good stuff. It's easy regulatory things to do.
They don't want to talk. They just want
They don't want to talk solutions. They want to maintain chaos so they can maintain control. Because you don't need a big bureaucracy of simple solutions, do you?
Well, this is why Craig Smith and I wrote Money, Morality, and the Machine. This is why we wrote our new white paper. And you can get both by calling 800. We'll pay for the postage and everything. Won't cost you a penny. 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
I got an interesting statement about your books and the books you and Craig. I would call it Healing Balm for the Mind and Soul. If you read these books, you're going to realize there was an America before the craziness of the last, say, 10 or 20 years. You're going to realize the young, the millennials and the post-millennials, have now been like the Hitler youth, been trained up to become social, communist, atheistic, godless pets in a cyber state. Because in the future, if the Democrats and their minions of globalists had their control, there'd be no nation states, there'd be no personal autonomy. They would control your life and your death. And even if we had life extension technology, it would only be for the elite. To hell with you. We'll give you a lethal injection when you get certain health problems. And people say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, that won't happen. I said, I saw it happen in Canada. I talked to friends in Britain that were escaping the British healthcare system. Look last year about that kid that tried to escape to Italy. His parents tried to bring him to Italy, and even the Pope was going to give him citizenship and pay for his health care to give him half a chance to survive this little boy with a genetic metabolic disorder.
Realize that with all our medicine, the white population of this country actually now has declining lifespan.
I know why, but you see, I'm not exactly Mr. Decline. Let me tell you, you want to dox Deagle? I'm going to make your life so miserable you'll commit suicide. You need to understand, you want to dox Deagle? God help you, because the devil shakes in his boots when he hears my name. I'm going to tell you out there, and that includes all you other co-hosts and other networks, these godless networks are going to give you the truth, but people like myself and Lowell Ponte and other Christians and believers, even our Jewish believer, Josh Bernstein, who's a real Jew, a praiser of the Most High God, we're going to tell you that if you don't include God in the equation, you're doomed. And the only way to do good is to do God and then an extra O. And right now, the U.S. Constitution is hanging by a thread. You know, the Mormons have a prophecy. One of the Mormon prophets over 100 years ago that said this. When the Constitution hangs by the thread, that's why you got to understand, we have high-level masons ready to actually cut that thread, don't we?
We do indeed.
Thank you for...